Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening again with another Harvest Time broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day to join by the radio and study His precious Word. I trust that if it's possible, you'll get your Bible and study along with us as we open the Word of God again today to the book of Acts, chapter number 14. We're studying, and have been for several broadcasts, on missions in the book of Acts. And again, I remind you, in the first 11 chapters or 12 chapters, missions is abandoned. But in chapter number 13, the Great Commission is activated. The early church at Jerusalem ignored the Great Commission, but now then the church at Antioch is involving themselves in carrying out the Great Commission of the Lord Jesus Christ. In chapter number 13 and verse number 1, 2, 3, and 4, we saw where the church at Antioch sends forth the first church sent missionaries by the name of Barnabas and Saul. We found that God called them and the church commissioned them. And then we started looking on yesterday in verse number 21 at God's program for the mission work. We saw God's personnel. He calls them. The church commissions them. And then we're looking at God's program for the work of missions. And I pointed out to you on the last broadcast in verse number 21 of chapter number 14. First of all, the first and foremost job of the missionary is preaching the gospel. Notice what the Word of God said in verse number 21 of Acts 14. The Bible said, and when they had preached the gospel to that city. So first and foremost in the work of missions is the preaching of the Word of God. The Bible said in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 18 that it pleased God through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. That's in verse number 21. The Bible said the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. So God chose preaching, and that's first and foremost in the work of missions. In fact, the Great Commission itself in the book of Mark chapter 16 is to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Again, in Luke chapter 24, verse number 47, the Word of God said, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So first and foremost in the work of missions is the preaching of the Word of God. And we need missionaries that have proven ability to preach God's Word. I don't see any reason to send a missionary that cannot preach here around the world to preach. So we ought to have men that are qualified by the touch of God, the anointing of God, the call of God upon their life as preachers to serve as missionaries around the world. So the first job is preaching. Then we saw in verse number 21 again, the second part of God's program for missions is teaching. The Bible said they taught many. And may I say, this is an area that we're weak in many of our mission programs and even in many of our local churches here in America and around the world today. We need a people with a knowledge. God said, my people are destroyed because of the lack of knowledge. And a church that is weak in knowledge will be weak otherwise. But a church that is strong and stable because of the knowledge of the Word of God will be strong and stable in every area of the service of the Lord. John said, the Bible said in John chapter number 8, verse number 32, the Lord Jesus Christ said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Oh, how we need people that can teach us the oracles, the principles, the truths, the precepts of the Word of God. Teach us the Word of God. So the Bible said they, number one was preaching, number two was teaching. And then the Bible said again in verse number 22, the Bible said that they confirmed the souls of the disciples. And again, I submit to you, that is not some religious act that some groups carry on in our day, but this is a sitting them down and continually teaching them, encouraging them, establishing them in the truth of the Word of God. Then we found number four, the missionary not only has a job of preaching and teaching and confirming, but he has a job of exhorting. And we're told here in verse number 22 of Acts 14 that he is to exhort those new converts to continue in the faith, exhorting them to continue in the faith. And you see, it's not always easy being a Christian. It's not even easy here in America. But you get in some of the countries where people are saved out of other religions, and those religions do not like to lose their followers and their members to Christianity, then there's often much persecution on those converts. And so that missionary has a job to exhort them to continue in the faith. Encourage them that they continue in the faith, and let them know that it's not always easy serving the Lord. The Bible said here in verse number 22 that through much tribulation we must enter into the kingdom of God. And so as we make this Christian journey, it's not always easy. Remember, our Lord said in the book of John, chapter number 16 and verse number 33, in this world you shall have tribulation, but he said, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So job number one for the missionary is preaching. Job number two is teaching. Job number three is confirming them. Job number four is exhorting them to continue in the faith. And then we come down to verse number 23 of Acts 14, and we find the fifth aspect of the responsibility of the missionary. Not only must he preach and teach, confirm and exhort, but in verse number 23, the Word of God said, and when they had ordained them elders in every church. Job number five is ordaining elders in the church. I'm convinced it's the will of God. As God sends missionaries, and those missionaries go and preach and teach and confirm and exhort, that God's plan is that God's going to save some man, and God's going to call that man to the ministry, and that national will become the pastor of that new church that is planted there by that missionary. Most missionaries are in the situation of being church planters. They do not go there to stay. They go there to set up an indigenous church. And so they go there with it in their mind that they're going to preach the Word of God. They're going to teach the Word of God. God's going to save some man, and God's going to call that man to preach and to be the pastor of the church that they organize there. And so that pastor, that missionary, I should say, is to observe that young preacher, the men, there may be more than one of them in the church, whom God calls to preach. And he's to observe their growth and observe their maturity, observe their preaching ability, their leadership ability, and observe their stability in the Word of God. And as he does this, then God will bring those preacher boys to a place of maturity, and one of them will be selected to become the pastor of that church. And then it's a responsibility of that missionary to ordain that man and place him in as pastor over that church. So he said, ordain them elders in every church. God wants every church to have their own preacher ordained. And I still believe that God in most cases would save somebody and call them right out of that church to be the pastor of that new church that's begun there by the missionary. So job number one is preaching. Job number number two is teaching. Job number three is confirming the souls of the disciples. Job number four is exhorting them to continue in the faith. Job number five is to ordain them elders in every church. I'm just reading right down through the Word of God in Acts chapter number 14, verse 21, down through verse number 28. There are 10 steps here of the work of God as far as the missionary is concerned. Again, I repeat, number one is preaching. Number two is teaching. Number three is confirming the souls. Number four is exhorting them to continue in the faith. And then number five is ordaining them elders in every church. And then the Bible said, verse number 23, and when they had ordained them elders in every church, and had prayed with fasting. Now, I want you to notice the two words, prayed and fasting. Now, when I studied this, this thought came to my mind. You see, one of the jobs of the missionaries is to teach and train the preacher that will take his place. And not only he's just to teach him in the principles of the Word of God, but he must also teach him in the practical aspect of being a man of God. And as a man of God, that missionary must teach that younger preacher that it's not always easy, but there's always a way of getting things done, even when it's not easy. How is that, preacher? That's too much prayer and fasting. And so that missionary must bring that pastor-to-be to his side and share with him the burden, share with him the need, share with him the problem, whatever it might be. And together they fast and they pray until they get an answer from God. Oh, my friend, one of the things that's wrong with the ministry of our day, we have too many people with book knowledge, but with no practical experience of seeing God answer their prayers. And they've never spent time in fasting. They've never spent time in praying. They believe God will do it because He said it in His Word, but they have no personal experience in fasting and praying and seeking God's face until God hears from heaven and God answers their prayer. I want to tell you, that young man that's going to become pastor of the church that the missionary begins, he needs more than just to say that I know the missionary talked about God answering prayer, or I know that God answered prayer for the missionary. He needs personal, practical experience in praying and fasting. The burden needs to be laid upon him. The need there, whatever the problem might be, whatever the need might be, and let that young preacher, that pastor-to-be, share in the time of praying and fasting with that missionary until together they see God hear and God answer their prayers. So we see, my friend, as you progress down through these verses, the plan of God unfolds. Again, let me bring you up to where we're at. Number one, the number one job of the missionary is preaching. Number two is teaching. Number three is confirming the souls. Number four is exhorting them to continue in the faith. Number five is ordaining them elders in every church. And number six is praying and fasting with them and giving them some practical experience, some on-the-job training for the work that lies before them. So we see from these, and I'll conclude these, the Lord willing, on the broadcast tomorrow, but there is much work to be done by the missionary. Father, take the word now. Use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-born privilege that we have of gathering by the radio and studying the Word of God together. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. We're on several radio stations and picking up new ones as the Lord enables us to do so, and I need to hear from you. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at the same time. Tell others about the broadcast. And until the next broadcast, God bless you, is my prayer.